you would pay them more or something like that? You ever run into anything like that?
Well, see, a lot of people quit on account of that. Like this white guy. Mostly white people do that. Because they're smart. They can get job in any other place easier job. They look for easy job, that's all. Most people do that. I don't do that. When I work, I work. As long as I don't get fired. But, you know, when my father, he used to work for wages in steamboat. That's the only kind of wages they used to have. And the miners shovel in, you know, in the camp, like in the, they got sluice box and they could, no drag line, no captain days. And you have to do all arm work, just like that. Yeah. Yeah. Schlaf, du gehst nur dran, und du kochst gerade runter. Aha. خودش تم بوش و لحق تادش ویلشن اندام ادو جان غیل حق دیداد لی
ادو جان
He went home yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he went through here yesterday.
Well, he's coming tomorrow. Next time you come to my house.
Yeah, next time.
So, I'm good story.
Nice.
I don't know that story, but my grandmother tell everything. What's going on? This girl is alright too. And my son is alright, but I know lots of people they look with his wife too. They're part of my he's looking, you know. That's part of my story. But my story is not part of my story. So this little one I talk to you. I tell you. So next time you come, my name is Sam Tony.
Okay. Oh yeah, we heard about you.
Yeah, we talked to you.
That's your wife, eh? Oh, it's my good friend, you know.
Thank you for meeting you.
Oh, you too. We'd like to talk to you. Yeah.
You're gonna be here for a potluck, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're gonna
that's my nephew.
That's your nephew?
Yeah, my nephew. Sorry, good. I'm not convinced I'd be. Good enough for a while. They can't be. You know, I get blood. That's all the time.
Miss my wife also went.
You know my wife. Yeah.
You
met her.
What's the wife? She's a great. She's not in here. She's a full angel.
We're gonna see you later too.
Yeah. You said, Sam Tony.
Okay.
And I'm
first
married.
Yeah, people talk about you. They tell us about little Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Tony, my name.
Sam Tony.
I live there.
He's my uncle.
Your uncle? What?
Yeah, he's my mother's second cousin. First cousin, that they say.
Yeah. First cousin.
Because my mother's mother and his father were sister together. So
he used to play violin. That's what they not like they used to be, huh?
Yeah, that's what we hear. Johnson Moses was playing fiddle.
Yeah.
But
lots of them, not so good. Not like I play.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Used to dance too?
Huh?
Did you dance too?
Oh, yeah.
But you can't dance when you're playing fiddle all the time, huh? You gotta make music.
He used to play for dancers. When I was a little boy, he used to visit. He used to live down here.
Then all I do is dance the time. Nobody likes this.
Don't
break a part of mine.
I
had a good picture done home. But apparently, he makes my picture with the best kind I gave.
And the pilot did?
He make a big picture of from outside.
Oh yeah?
This is our picture. Police have they were like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look like a big enemy.
You'll send one, Hussie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oh, so maybe I gotta get it.
Such a one.
Okay. Let's see.
You play violin, huh? You're showing her how you play the violin.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more violin. All right. Got it.
You know that little woman, that's what you. She's the best player I've ever seen.
Oh, that band?
So, yeah, that's just like a team, you know.
In March, you guys shot them?
Yeah.
They went through here. There's three boys and one girl.
Yeah.
The girl played violin.
They were talking about being here. They were here first, and then
they went to Alicante. Yeah, they were down
Hushlia, too. That's the best player I've ever seen.
They took people here like that from Kansas
City. Yeah.
They
played twice, yeah. Sammy used to play that time. Some square dance song.
The best player I've ever seen. That little woman.
Yeah.
Not little woman, just both
went
inside.
Yeah, they're from outside.
Why?
I don't know where they come from, but they play pretty good. You know? My boy taped them. He got tape recorder back school.
Yeah.
And he taped them, you know.
That's good as you can be.
Oh, yeah. We heard her in Alicante.
You heard her? Oh, you heard before?
In Alicante.
Yeah.
They were in Alakakat in March, that time when they went through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they play in here and they go up there too. That's when they saw them.
She told me they go come back again.
I hope so. Yeah. They really want to play violin with people around here too.
Yeah.
You talk about the goat, please. That's kind of wobbly. It's billionaire.
Billionaire.
Yeah. Don't go back to Bruce, my buddy.
Who?
I'll put my tobacco hoodie.
I don't know. I heard he got dropped down there. He might come back for potluck. I don't know. He might not too if he finds good job.
That's my future.
What's your name? You don't know your name. If I say, hey, I don't know, will you answer? What's your name? Janet. Janet. Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty public.
Oh, yeah.
No more drink. You know, that's why I don't want to drink. There's Brendan Sam, he lays me. Oh, that's my son. That's his son.
Yeah.
You know what? I saw him over here, and he told me that you were telling him a story this morning.
Oh. Yeah, that's my son.
Do you want this to sit up?
No. Yeah, that's my son.
Tell me if you're telling him about some guy that wanted this woman.
Oh, see, that's a good story.
When with the bucket. The bucket.
Yeah, you know that my cup is. We're back from Houston. About 2 miles, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
See, that's a good story. September. I would talk to you. Come next summer. You come to me. This woman won. This man, he wanted just like this. You say, I want that woman. Well, that means she's, you got too large. So he could be like pot, you know, but just look, right now we got cooker pot, Russian, from that Russian. So, this man, he want that woman. No. But this woman says, I don't want it, because I like my husband. This man, he want that woman. Well, if you want it, you can be big trap. I don't know, like a big trap. Oh, bear trap. Just like. Well, that woman looks old too. But that's a good story.
But this woman says, well, like people usually, look at that. I look good in this. Yeah, that's medicine. That woman is sick, is it? Well, that man, he got a wolf trap, just like a bear trap, you know. Well, there's a pot, the lotion, I guess. He come in the pot, and this man, he come in another trap. So that's all people, that woman. Crazy people, eh? Yeah, that's a long way.
So what did that woman do then? What did that woman do then?
That woman, he called that man. That man, he bought it. One pot and one tap.
That's
fine. That's not good. If that was me, I wouldn't sell. I might sell it for $20 for my wife, if I wouldn't. You see my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name?
Your wife's name?
Sophie Sam.
Sophie Sam.
We covered with you yesterday.
Yeah.
I was sitting on your bag.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. What is it? Frozen meat.
Well, it was funny yesterday when we came on the plane with them. There weren't enough seats, you know. So Yvonne was sitting on his bag.
And I looked back here and I said, oh, I'm sitting on the bag and it's cold, you know. I said, hey, what is this? Something cold inside. I said, oh, what if that heat? What if I make it thaw out? So I asked him, you got something cold in here? I don't want to
They miss my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
We're still over Henry.
Yeah.
She's not Indian. She's average.
Is she from Allatucket?
No, he's from Duckley. Way down. But I'm from Dolby.
That's where my mother comes from, too, Dalby.
Mm-hmm.
Before she gets married, she had mother there. She said when she was small, she was about 10 years old when her father died. And her mother raised her, my auntie, Julia, the one you see the picture of her. Then she gets married at Dalby, that's above Huslia. That's where my first father comes from, that Leon. Yeah, so uncle is he's related to me. Yeah. He's my brother, he's my mother's first cousin. Because my mother's mother was his father's younger sister. I told his daddy, grandma, not Neil, mama, ba, not Neil, they. I mean, your dad was my mama's uncle.
Oh, yeah, he's more old. My dad is more old than me.
My grandma.
Yeah.
I see, yeah. They have the same mother, I guess, same father.
Who was
before. Huh?
Who was their mother and father?
Tony, I guess. Tony was your... You talk with that, was that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sammy Tony, that's his last name. Mm-hmm. He named his one of his boys after his father, his Tony Sam. He's down in Galena working.
My dad is from the Dolby. But all British men, the back up with us, has lived. It has to go. It's how it has to go. It's a bit early. I could not go high. Could not work out the system as a tiny. Go out a tiny. I knew it. Feel a cheated post, little cheated post on Dolmen. To bless the trouble. My dad is, he always said, look at this old man, that my cock got out of the hospital. So, But the old man don't listen, look at it. He said, you leave me alone. If you don't leave me alone, I'll go away. Look at the good. My old man said, never take it away. Old man, you like to shake his head. I didn't see, but that's what he said anyway. My old man, that was so liquor. But this old man, he was sent for the bootlegger. Huh. My old man, he said, I don't want too much trouble. Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe somebody else go get killed. That's what you wanted for. We can live without it. My old man must be pretty good. Never take much anyway. You talk too much. The old man doesn't. You talk too much. How come you don't want this? You don't want to tell me that the liquor. Well, I'm the business. If I don't do business, I go to split with you. My old man said, go ahead, go. He split out the skin. Then my old man go rampant. I don't know what he did in there. Oh, I know. I don't remember my old man go to rampant. So, die up there. That's all the story I could see. Sometimes you come out and tell me, I go tell you the story. Way better than every Sabbath.
You guys are buddies, huh?
Yeah.
You and Edwin.
Please come up.
think of a tour I guess to come to from Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm making a mistake on this picture here. There's Oscar here. That's his wife. That was this one I told you about. That's his sister. She's her sister, I think. Cora's sister, the older sister. I see Oscar is in here. Yeah.
You want to see my wife?
Yeah. Right here. That's his wife. And that's him right here. It's the wheel. In 1937, he come up. He got inboard engine. My uncle. He used to be a good trapper up here. He used to live here.
Yeah.
My wife.
That's true.
Well, that goes to my party. I see you, baby.
See you later.
We'll see you later.
Oh, that's Tony Sam, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Sammy Tony.
Oh, Sammy Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Sam is his son.
The one who repairs things good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's a mechanic.
Yeah, he's a mechanic. He's a welder.
Little Sammy, they call him too?
Yeah, Little Sammy.
Yeah. We've heard about him.
Yeah. See, that's Oscar right there, all right. I can see it good now. This is Cora, that's his wife.
Uh-huh.
So that's Wallace. He got his oldest boy is Wallace. He's living up Bedders. Yeah. Wallace lived there?
Yeah.
That's his older son.
He married Florence.
Florence, yeah. Right. Frank Tobert's daughter. Yeah, you can look at this picture after a while. You want to ask me some more questions?
You were talking about little beetles yesterday?
Huh? Yeah, that's my old man here, my stepfather.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that blew here.
Is that old beetle's son?
No, I don't know his old man. Huh?
Your stepfather's brother. What's his brother's name?
Oh. All I know is his younger brother died a long time ago. But he had one sister living. That's Kathleen Linus up there. You know her? Joe Williams' wife. She should be down tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is my stepfather right here, this black hat, that's my mother right here. And I don't know if his mother was living that time. Maybe his mother, my old man's mother, died before this, 1938. I remember when...
What was her name?
Her name? You mean, I don't know. I don't even know her, my grandma. Maybe somebody knows.
You know
who?
Father.
No, he died before my time. I don't even know. Chief Henry is the only one told me story about him.
What kind of story?
Yeah, this boy wasn't me. I already grew up. This is 1938. That's the year. I don't think I'm in here.
Are you not in that
room? No, don't look like it.
Where
this
were
picture. This must be before 1938 if I was small. Because I see. Even Sam here is small too. This picture didn't take it. Hey, this is. Took in 1927, I guess, huh? Look. See, I thought it was in 38 that time when your uncle had Patla.
Yeah.
How come in 1938, Lucian was that small?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luce and Sam. Okay. Where? That goes, I make a mistake here. No. Who is this? Bishop Bentley? And Miss Hill was in 1938, she was up there, Miss Kay. And look at this, Miss Thompson. And look like Miss, you've been. That's when mission, they make that new mission.
That's different picture.
Right. We got that 1938 picture.
Yeah.
Because I look at this, I make a lot of mistakes on it. See?
It could be that he come from, he could be half breed Eskimo.
And he came from Anaktivik?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess so, I'm not sure. But I remember when they come down in Christmas time with this little boy.
They come down from Wiseman then?
Yeah, Wiseman, or Coldfoot. They got the old cabin at Coldfoot. I seen that a couple of years ago. This is Billy Berkman.
The people there in the school system said that what?
Old-timers.
Well, we're working hard on it.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
We spend all our time.
Yeah. You help a lot of people that way.
I hope so.
The young people, especially the young people. They want to know it. Lots of them don't know it. How are they going to know it if nobody tell them? So
now,
that's one
the
good
thing.
Thing
is that they got to know what really goes on, you know. For instance, say somebody like yourself, you know, you worked in the mining camps.
Yeah.
And you drove a cat.
Yeah.
And you know that you could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that. But you know that there's a lot of your people that got fired or couldn't do it, you know. And maybe it's not their fault, you know. Maybe there's something about the way the camp is set up.
Yeah.
Know? Maybe the problem is that there's no native guys or bosses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, they don't like, there's lots of cranky boss, you know. A lot of them wouldn't take that kind of stuff from anybody.
Yeah.
They grow up that way. But me, I grew up rough, you know. My old man used to give me a hard time. And that's why I learned all that. Argument stuff, you know. I can take it. Even when my wife tells me something, I wouldn't say nothing. If I said something, I'm going to make the trouble bigger, and pretty soon it's going to be trouble. I mean, make it worse that way. So if you know better, you got to stop talking. And let them cool off. You'll be okay after a while. That's the way the boss is when you work for somebody. If you said something against them, you make them worse, and they're going to get more cranky. And then soon they're going to bother them other people too, if you start them. But if you know you can control them, you can straighten them out, because they need it too. They make mistakes too themselves. And you make mistakes yourself, they'll straighten you out. So you got to take the right route. That's what I think anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's their way. There's lots of men shit that way. I'm that way too myself. Oh, yeah, to my kids. Because after they grew up, and I see a lot of them, good people, they raise their kids. They talk nice to it all the time while they raise them. And when they start to work for cranky boss, they wouldn't take that stuff. They want to quit right now and go home. They don't like it. Now, how are they going to make a living if they quit job? A lot of people, they quit job and no more. Nobody wouldn't give them job. Rough, yeah. Just like my old man, yeah. So you better think all about that. Yeah. Because after all the time I know that they're going to work for weakers like me. All in their days. That'll be after a while. And then the boss said something wrong, they wouldn't take it. So I have to teach them like that. You don't have to be nice to them all the time. I see a lot of people quit that way. Because their person was too nice to them all the time while they grew up. Well, when they started work for wages, after they grew up and they started work to make a living, they couldn't take it. They have to go home. Well, they said, what are they going to do at home? How are they going to make a living? There's nothing going on. They can go to other jobs, you know, a lot of people do.
How about if they're fat and hungry?
They can do that. They can make a living, too. You know how to do it. But I mean, working for wages for cranky boss, that's what I'm talking about right now.
Well, you know, you think about your kids a lot.
Oh, yeah. So I have to.
Yeah. So you must think about the future, too. And you wonder what it's going to be like for them when they get to be another 20 years or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm working on.
Uh-huh. What do you think that life is going to be like for your kids about 20 years from now?
Oh, it's going to be quite a bit changed. But I don't think that a lot of people, after they grow up, they start some kind of business and make easy living. But I never do it. I want to go out and make my living, just so I don't bother nobody. And they're going to do the same thing. They need that education to make a living. That's what I'm after now.
Do you think that your kids might move away from Hughes?
If they can make a living in here, they can travel all over. But they've been in school, and then a lot of them young people, they move to Fairbanks for their school job. They move around after they get married. They might do that.
What do you think about that?
Well, they have to make a living. They have to move around. If there's nothing going on here, there's no use to stay here, you know. That'll be about 20, 30 years from now. That's not me. I'm lucky to live this long. But I just want to teach my kids the child. Besides the schooling they get. What little I know, you know.
You think someday maybe nobody will live in Hughes?
Well, if there's nothing going on here, there's little fishing, but if there's no trapping, there's no wages work around here, unless there's something come up around here. But they stop us from mineral or anything we can prospect around here. I don't think on kind of land claim. So it'll be a hard time after this land claim settles. You can't even go out trapping like you used to do. Can't go out any place.
Why can't you go out trapping if you're in
town? Well, the government got so much ground around already.
Oh. But how about soybeans?
They all got some too. I don't know how they're going to work it after this. Might be some change like this last 4 or 5 years. Well, since this land claim, you know, and they try to put all the ground around here, a place to trap after a while, you can't go where you want. But this trail here, and I see the land claim map the other day, they got so much of it already. But I still can trap the stock me, you know. Yeah. I got cabin there, the land claim man. Left me over there and had allotment over there.
You have an allotment at this moment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big an allotment did you
give me? 160 acres. but I got 80 acres over there at the cabin. I measure it just roughly. The mean man that can take me over there. They took me over there and they marked the stakes, corner stakes, 3 years ago. They have to measure it for sure now. Right. So it'll be changed for the 20 years.
Well, you know, you've been to a lot of places around this country, too.
Oh, yeah.
Traveled all over. Trapping and mining and everything. If you had your choice, and you could go any place you wanted to. If you could go anywhere you wanted to, either, like, you know, anywhere from, say, Paris, or Anchorage, or Fairbanks, or Kotzebue, or up the Latin River, or up the Hog River, or any place. If you could choose to go any place you wanted to, just to imagine, where would you want to go?
You mean from now on?
Oh, to make a trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been visit where I want to go in the winter. You know, visit my people. Between times when I trap, hunting, never got time. That's part of your life. You can't just stay out and work all the time. You got to have fun in your life. That's all I get out of my life. I never get rich. I never make money. I work all my life. Hardly make a living. I don't figure on to make money. We get rich after a while. I never do that. Just long as I make good living, and that's all. I want to teach my kids.
You have fun now, huh?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy my life.
What do you do to have fun?
Oh, just visit my people and just like this. Dance and sing and travel around. Visit around. Same time I talk to the people. I learn something from the other places, other villages, how they make their living. I enjoy that. Well, it's all right, but it's going to be harder for us to fish. But if we live around here, you know, it's going to be harder to trap him, fishing, and hunting. Of course, the team wasn't, they watched it. But there's lots of hunters come around nowadays. They start to kill some moose, you know, they land on the bar in the Skagit River. You can't stop them. Talk to them, what about them? But out from 35 miles down and 35 miles up, they can, anybody can try to land there on the bar and kill their moose, even from around town. Jim Morton can't stop that. So it's going to be harder for us after that. They're going to kill all our animals. Out in the middle of the woods is just like our bank. You know, you people is different. You got money in the bank. You can eat some beef and stuff like that. We can't afford to do that around here. You know, we can buy it in town and afford it, and we have to pay the freight to get it here. That's the hardest part. So we have to live on the woods. So we can't wait. But they're going to change it now. Going to be a lot of change. I know it. Because I live on animals all my life. I think I have a lot of meat in my trap land. I get so many beavers. The beaver is pretty scarce in my trap land. But I just get so many. It's what I need, and then I pick up my snares and pass. So I save it. I don't want to kill them off, because that's my ground. That's my cabin. I have to shave my animal. That way. You share it. Same thing. Everything. Just enough to make a living, that's all. A lot of people go out and then they cover up a lot of country and kill a lot of animals. Even if I do that, I wouldn't get rich. I tried that before to make a living, that's all. So, take it easy. Yeah, the land clean. Suddenly it's going to be harder for these young people after a while. And the animals wouldn't be pretty scarce, not many. That's why they scheme worked and they tried to stop this caribou bird. They got season for it. They said, you can just amount to a few, that's all. Season. Because they started to kill them off. Wolf, they, mostly wolf. But they take care of the animal tribe in this country, which is good. Because they know that they know ahead of time that we need it. It's us people. The people is different to run town and by the meat and afford to do that. But us people, we can't do that. We got a fishing for the fish to live on. So that's what I think anyway. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I don't know.
But maybe some people say the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
I think the same way, you know, like when I got back, I just I made some turkey. I just walked on turkey. And we just show enough to pay for our place to get out there.
That's the way I do too. When I get too big one, I pick up my snares and snap right there. Save the small ones until they grow up. If we kill them off, then there's not, the beaver house will be dead next year.
Yeah. Okay. And why get a small one when you can get a blanket next year?
Yeah. 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 Okay, that's the way I do too. I know how to put some big ones first. But sometimes the small ones get caught first too, so
yeah.
You can't help that. That's why I trap way out from the beaver house. So the smaller ones wouldn't be around, you know. Yeah. Used to be lots of beaver around 1948. Used to be lots all over, even grass lakes. Now it's different. Down around Hoosley is not too bad. People are doing pretty good in the beaver season, it's open, but not up here. Mostly marten. No link to. No, not too many. When I was young boy, there used to be lots of rabbits. That's when there were lots of lynx around here in Fox. Yeah, there's lots of ptarmigan around here. Not many spruce hen too. Just few. They're good eating in the fall time. I remember when my old man and I were just hunting. Now we've seen all kinds of it in daytime. But we have to pack on our back. Just before we're going to camp, we shoot some with 22. Just enough for one night. And just before we go home, we'll eat some. It all depends how much it can pack, you know. That's when it's lots of spruce here. There's quite a few ptarmigan around here. Seagull? No. 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 Unless they get hungry. They got no food. You can eat anything if you get show the food in our house. But I never heard of seagulls. And crow either. You ever heard that out?
Yeah, I heard it. Why?
No crow. No crow out there.
doctor told us the story. Mm. He said that there was this guy who was a trapper and he lived in the Latin River, the white guy.
Oscar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said that one time this guy was, he had a, there was just a couple other prospectors. And these prospectors just came to Alaska. They didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so this old guy saw a crow flying by and he smoked that crow. And he fucked it. And he put it on the fire. And he told those guys, he said, crow is the best meat you can get. He says, I'd rather have crow than turkey any day.
This white guy, sure?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He just tried to fool me.
Uh-huh.
After that, he threw the crow away and never even ate it.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't even kill him.
Yeah.
No use. We don't. I never see people kill a crow.
There's a lot of stories about crows.
Yeah. A lot of stories from the way back. I didn't understand that good, you know. So I wouldn't tell that story. I understand some of it, but not all of it. Some people do.
Singing?
I don't know.
Maybe sometime you can go in the house where it's quiet.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
And you can sing a couple of songs.
I don't know. I'm not a good singer.
But you know how you're saying it's very few singers anymore.
Did that
remember?
Yeah.
What do you think about it? If you change your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I tried to make song. You can say lots of words to it, you know. Like them old timers. You can hear them people sing like Little Sammy and Grandma Fishy. They make song after them people that died last year. You can listen to them, Edwin Simon. Yeah. There's a lot of work, a lot of good work to it, you know. They learned that from their old people too. A lot of old people can't sing too. You know, it's hard. They're smart, all right. They just grew up that way. A lot of them make speech and they can't sing. So that's the way people is.
Do you understand any of the teachers when it's in the high language?
Oh, yeah, some of it.
Do you understand some of it?
Yeah, I understand some of it.
Can you tell
if you speak like that? Yeah, when I want to. In front of the people, you know, like a potlatch. Like Santanana. That's not my village, but that means that my old timers used to say that, and I thank them, you know. They do like old timers do. So why I tell stories is about the younger people can listen, you know, what we're doing. White people was in there too. So I just tell them what we do, you know, like making food potlatch and this Indian dance, the can way. It's like a story. And at the same time I thank them, tell my people how they treat us pretty good, you know, with food. You know. Like they do, the old people used to do too, just like us people one day. But they're really glad to, and I tell them that. Let them thank me for that, the old people.
Is that something you
teach your kids? No, not too much of it, but I tell most of the time I tell them story about the wages when I work for wages and what kind of guy that they're gonna work for and then about the trapping and hunting. And then I tell a story about how people used to tell me about how I learned things and stuff like that. In the evening, you know. They can we keep on working like that. One thing, I don't talk native with them. They understand some words, all right, but that's what I should try to teach them. They can't talk my language. Most of my kids, the Ulu, when they understand, it's like Helen in Alberta. But this younger boys, they just talk English to them. But when me and my wife, we talk together native, they understand, but they wouldn't talk. And this is something kind of funny, you know. But if they keep going, why, they can learn. Mm-hmm. So this, our grandchild, I talk native with him. Try to make him understand so he can learn.
When your friends were going to school, did you decide not to talk to them
native? No, I never tell them. They just like they grow up around the school, you know, where people talk English to them. That's why they talk English to people. But me, the time when I grew up, my old people never talk English. They just talk native, that's all. That's why I learned that. And then I didn't learn how to talk English. After I grew up, when I started working with white people, that's when I picked up little. Not too good, but I understand some of the things.
How old were you when you started speaking?
Oh, that. 15 years old, I guess. I understand a little.
When you moved down here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a white place. Up Alakaka, there's no... Once in a while, there's few come around, but they don't stay long, you know. There's no white people than those up there, just the mission people. You see the picture of them here. The only people that talk English. The rest of them talk Eskimo and native. That's the way I grew up. Yeah, so in Hawk River, I work with the Eskimo people from Silbeck. They're nice people. I'm only one from Kaikuk River. I work with them for the whole season.
Dad, you said there's water from Hinkley.
Over there? Uh-huh. There's creek over there. You run back, and then see that creek over there?
Uh-huh.
Around the bend there, before you get to this point over here, mm-hmm. In the huge creek, maybe it's good water there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. You don't hit the bottom now. You guys, when you go up the slough, take it easy. Yeah.
You
want to
stop for a while?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we might take a break for a while.
Yeah, might as well.
Well,
I guess, but really for a cup of tea.